Mothers, 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 you are gifted. You're fun. You're wonderful. Mothers can be heavenly and angelic on one side, and they can be mean as anyone can be, depending on whether or not we did what you told us to do. Okay. Oh, yes, whether you are a young or a seasoned mother, you are gifted to work in this coveted role. Mothers know details and do seemingly impossible tasks that make my head spin. And I've had to play Mr. Mom once in a while. And I can tell you, one grocery run to the store, I can tell you what happens in our house before 7:30 in the morning. And that's if the kids are doing quite well. What if there's a meltdown? Add that to the picture. And then a deadline to get out the door, to get to work, to get to school, and then get into Atlanta traffic, and then do it all over again the next morning. Given this, I want to give every mother a medal, an award, or something for all that you do. That's my sermon. I'm good. I'll go home now. But that's not all. There's more. That's all done under ideal circumstances. But what happens when we have these same women who do this hard work and sometimes without thanks or praise, and you have the burden of realizing the injustice of women being paid unequally? Add the stigmas and stereotypes of single mothers who are told they cannot raise young boys because their daddy left them. And then there's all these other types of inequalities that sometimes women have faced because they're not taken seriously, but yet can do all the things and then some, and sometimes smarter, and then hit a glass ceiling. And then we have the economic realities that surround us all. People who have plenty are trying not to lose all of their wealth due to market conditions, and people who have less than the rest are trying to make ends meet. Indeed, in the last 6 to 8 months, many saw their wealth plummet with historic losses. Many have concerns about inflation and the high cost of taxes and tax rates. Gas pumps keep running out of gas, and food prices continue to climb with no end in sight. And many are thinking about their 401ks, pension plans, stock portfolios, trusts, and other forms of wealth, and how they've worked hard to earn it and don't want to lose it. Or maybe perhaps they aren't worried about the markets, but they're worried about the many of those who do not have the same means and wondering what will happen to them. All of these issues and challenges have come because they represent agreements that many corporations made with people. They represent agreements banks made with customers. They represent agreements that the markets made with businesses. They represent agreements people made to each other. These agreements have sadly many have been broken. Yes, there's some corporations that are doing well, but many are no longer loyal to their workers. Yes, there are some banks that are going well, but some banks are no longer loyal to customers like they used to. Yes, there's many governments that are working well, but there's some right now that are no longer loyal to their constituents like they used to. Time and time again, society is in a whirlwind of letdowns, disagreements, and we find ourselves in an all bets off kind of world. People are doing what they want to. I see more people blatantly running red lights, people living rogue lives, and the many different cultures that exist now are doing things as they see fit, and many are no longer caring for one another, but rather it is me first, I win, you lose kind of society. If it's not in my neighborhood or my household, it doesn't matter to me. We're dominated by DMs, that's direct messages, DMs, okay, text messages, okay, sound bites, YouTube video shorts, little if any conversations, moral decay is on the rise exponentially, government threats of nuclear armaments and threats of wars ensue, and the common denominator is that all of these leaders, all the people with influence in all of these circumstances, all had mothers. Mothers, you must know that every child you raise, every grandchild you influence, may be the next leader or will be the next leader of tomorrow. They may be or will be the ones to lead and guide people towards progress, or they may be the ones who lead and misguide a society into peril. This makes the mission, purpose, and destiny of every mother all that more important. This makes Paul's message all that more relevant. Paul under persecution, Paul locked in chains, Paul in yet another midnight hour of his soul pens this letter to the church at Philippi. Paul, the seasoned saint, knew what it took to struggle, but he also knew what it was also like to stand and struggle with his dignity and his integrity intact. He knew how to stand in the midst of this storm and yet still found the faith to give hope to a people in the midst of uncertain times. In the midst of his own dire conditions, Paul still found hope because of what God put inside of him. That is the mindset of Christ and a call to prayer. I can hear Paul making a divine interruption in time saying, "Yes, I know what's going on around me, but be anxious about nothing, but in everything, pray." When we look at the childhood of Moses, Pharaoh had called all male children to be killed. It was his mother who, in spite of the circumstances, in spite of the uncertainty she found herself in spite of the government turning its back on her, she was determined to find another way. Her baby Moses was carrying too much purpose and too much promise for her to just give up. It was clear that many others had given up. Thousands met their demise at the hand of Pharaoh, but not his mother. She faced certain danger, wrapping him up in a reed basket and floating him down the Nile River. And Miriam, his sister, faced danger as well, as the river there was known to have crocodiles. Even though she herself faced terror, she was determined to ensure the safety of her baby brother Moses, even if it meant her life. Then another mother figure enters the drama. You heard earlier, Pharaoh's daughter picked him up out of the river and later on connected back to Moses' mother, and together the two and other great women who were there in defiance of Pharaoh save little baby Moses. I have to believe, although it wasn't specifically stated from my biblical scholars out there, that this mother and his sister were praying women, as they surely received divine revelation, favor, and protection from an almighty God. Moses began to grow with resources, nurture, and care that only mothers and great talented women, both in and outside of the palace, could give. I'm sure little Moses grew up wanting to do certain things, but he had to be disciplined. See, I'm sure he asked more than a few times, "Mama, can I do this? Mama, can I do that?" And I'm sure at some point when she said no, come on, kids, do that, right? When she said no, and he said, "Why, Mama?" Well, I'm sure she probably said, because I says, come on, somebody. All right. So, see, I'm sure that happened a few times in his life. This child had too much in store for them to see him fail. They risked too much and paid too high a price just to let him grow up any kind of way. It's as if they knew that God put too much inside this little child to not see him get across the finish line of his adulthood. Somewhere I can imagine that the mothers had a divine agreement with God, and that was to do God's will and to walk by faith and to see God's mission through to completion. I can imagine that they were determined to raise that child to be the best that he could be, not knowing that one day millions of people would be free, and indeed the world would eventually be influenced by his life, thanks to the mothers and those awesome women who made it happen. Give God praise for the awesome women who made that happen. This is the power of mothers. The influence, the grace, wit, and intelligence you have makes all the difference. With your words of encouragement, you have the power to raise up leaders who will lead nations. With your life of integrity and grace, your offspring will be head of enterprises and lead public affairs. You have the determination to foster people who will go on to be the next great dancer, scholar, athlete, engineer, or educator, as we heard up here earlier. You are whom God chose to bear God's very own miraculous creation. God agreed with you long ago as God's chosen vessel to bring forth life to all of humanity from your womb by design. I'm not the only one who said this. Now, you know, you heard something about my tech background, right? So I had to do this because this is like a hot thing in tech. You ever heard ChatGPT? Okay, let me do this. I couldn't help myself. I had to ask ChatGPT, right? Because Chat is doing everything, right? So I said, ChatGPT, you versus mother, who would win? And ChatGPT gave me an answer. Now we know the answer, right? But let's see what ChatGPT had to say. Huh? Look at me, ChatGPT. Now, does anybody know what that means? Okay, that's an AI tool that just came out and it's like passing bars and, you know, helping people, and it just like gives everything, right? Anyway, ChatGPT said, well, AI excels at processing and analyzing vast amounts of data quickly, performing repetitive tasks with high accuracy, and making calculations or predictions based on patterns and algorithms. It can perform complex calculations, recognize patterns in data, and provide insights or recommendations based on the information it has been trained on, for my computer science scholar out there. On the other hand, here's ChatGPT trying to make it up now. On the other hand, a mother possesses unique qualities that are difficult for AI to replicate. He didn't want to, you know, he or she didn't want to admit that, but they're difficult for me to replicate. A mother's emotional intelligence, empathy, intuition, and ability to understand complex human needs and emotions are invaluable in nurturing and raising a child. Mothers provide love, care, moral guidance, and emotional support that go beyond the capabilities of current AI systems. So here's the conclusion. If the competition involves tasks that require emotional connection, empathy, and understanding, well, such as providing comfort during difficult times, giving moral guidance, or building a deep emotional bond, a mother is likely to have, the advantage. Likely, right, okay. AI, while capable of simulating empathy to some extent, lacks the genuine emotional experience and understanding that a mother can provide. In short, AI versus mom, moms win. Thank you very much. Moms win. Come on, that even AI is smart enough to know I'm good, but not that good. That's all. Hey, look, I didn't say that. ChatGPT said that itself. I'm just saying. So Paul calls all to pray and trust God, because only God can give you peace. Only God can give you comfort. Only God can guide and direct your paths. Yes, there are difficult days ahead, but mothers, you are equipped to stand firm in your faith. There may be emotional chains, spiritual chains, mental chains trying to lock you up and keep you bound, but God says no. I have a divine purpose and plan for your life. Pray and speak life in the midst of it. Pray and live life on purpose in spite of it. Pray and be encouraged no matter the uncertainty or difficulty that lies ahead. You are bringing up the next generation of youth. You are encouraging the next set of spiritual leaders who will lead nations into freedom. You are guiding the next set of future mothers by your words, your deeds, and your actions. You have a divine assignment to tell your children no when they want to compromise, no when they don't want to be disciplined, no when they want to act up, and when they're trying to instill a sense of purpose in their life. You can tell them no because I said so. Why? Because God has a divine purpose and plan for your life. God has a divine purpose and plan for your children's life, your grands, great-grandchildren's lives. Oh, what would the world would be like without mothers? How many things would go undone without mothers? How much disorder would there be without mothers? Oh, wait. We'd have no children. We'd have no people. We'd have no world. Without mothers, we'd have nothing. The world needs godly examples of mothers now more than ever before. God is looking for you to move with his divine plans in your hearts and your spirit. God is looking for you to live a life of integrity, to be on your face before him, and to seek wise counsel daily. God needs you to be the best mother you can be. Do you have goals written out? Are you maximizing your days? Do you believe that you still have a mission and a purpose to fulfill? You know that the world is not designed to celebrate those of us who believe in Jesus Christ. You must know by now that the world hated Jesus and the world will hate us all the same for advancing the gospel. I think the choir sung it earlier, for carrying the light. Paul's life was lived on purpose, and his passion was to advance this good gospel message of freedom. His mission, and indeed ours as well, was and is to advance this good gospel message of love and to spread this good gospel message of hope to people who are losing hope and to spread this good gospel message of purpose and destiny to people who have lost their way, to those whom society has thrown to the side. Someone once said that life is God's gift to us. What we do with that gift is our gift to God. So in closing, I'm going to show you one quick slide, and I'm through with two slides. The first one is coming up. This is a picture of an osprey. And this is actually a video, but I just want to do this for time's sake. And this osprey was pelted all around. It's kind of hard to see, but all around it that's hail. And all throughout the night, it was being pelted with hail, left and right. And it was continuing to just sit there. And, you know, folks are like, why is this just sitting there? It's not going anywhere. It's being hit left and right. And the video is dynamic. It gets hit all the time. And it's just sitting there, not doing anything. And so what happens is that once the hail stopped, this is what happened. It was protecting eggs, protecting its young. And see, you have to understand that if God put that in nature, we know that you, mothers, sacrifice. You do so much without thanks. I'm giving you the thanks today. You do so much behind the scenes that we never know about. And just know that this osprey is just an example of the same thing Mary had to go through. I could think of Mary carrying a baby Jesus and had to go through the ridicule of being born, having a baby, but she wasn't married yet, hadn't, you know, conceived. And here is Mary with Joseph and now being told that you are going to carry Jesus. A divine agreement was set forth. And I can imagine that Jesus watched his mother, because we know Mary was a praying woman. And I can imagine all of the ridicule that she faced, having that stigma to carry around. How are you going to have a child and you say you didn't do nothing with nobody? How's that possible? But she stood the ground. She stood the test of time and said, no, I made a divine agreement with God. And God was determined to make sure that Jesus, who's really God in the flesh, would come forth one day. And I can imagine Jesus also, like Moses, growing up saying, Mama, can I? Mama, can I do this? Mama, can I do that? No! No, Jesus, can't do that. No, get off the saw wheel. Get off of that. Stop playing around. I can imagine Jesus growing up as a child saying, Mama, can I do this, do this? Yeah, there's some things, but no, not that. Because she also knew that there was a divine assignment on that child. She made an agreement, a divine agreement with God, to protect him at all costs. And so I can imagine that she said, no, because I said so. Not just because I said so, because God has something for you in your life. And so what happens is that here we see Jesus going to the cross, dying for our sins, taking the bruises, taking the hit, taking it for us to protect our future. I can imagine Jesus got that instilled in him watching his mother taking the hits, watching his mother doing all that she could do to be faithful to God. And I can imagine, as I sit here today, I can imagine Jesus remembering the times that she prayed, Jesus prayed. I remember the times that he did the things that he saw her doing. We can accredit moms, faithful mom. And because of that, because of Jesus, we now have eternal life. Because of Jesus, we now have our destiny. Because of Jesus, we know that we can do anything and have eternal salvation because of Christ. But we thank mothers. We thank women. We thank all the people who made things happen for us. You paved the way for us. And now we're going to pay it forward as well. So I praise God for you. I thank you very much. God bless you, and I'll see you real soon. Take care. That's the end of my message. Don't be afraid to say no, because I said so. Oh, I got one more thing. And so I can imagine heaven and people getting up to heaven and you know, people stand trial and say, oh, you know, the devil says, ah, God, he did it. Yep, she did it. They guilty as charged. And God says, nope, they knew Jesus. Come on into my place. And I can imagine the devil saying, what? Well, how come God? Why did they get to go? They did all this wrong. Yep. They did all this stuff. Yep. But they know Jesus. So why did they get to go? How can they get to go? Because I. God bless you.